Judges, please. Chapter 17. If you don't know where Judges is, look at the person next to you, please. And if there's nobody next to you, look at the person in front of you.
I'll be the head of the judge somebody.
Judges. Everybody's found Judges 17? Yes, no, maybe? Judges 17, everybody's found it? Okay. Work on. Reminds of my kids in Bible. Some of them know the Bible, a handful, and some of them the Bible's like a foreign book, and they start at the beginning or they go to the end, and it's like, come on, folks. All right, let's stand. We're going to read a few verses together. 17, and everybody knows this verse. If you've been in church any length of time, you know the verse. Verse 6. In those days, what days were those specifically? Between Joshua and
Saul.
Yes or no? This isn't religion. This isn't preaching stuff. This is an era of time. About 340 years. In those days, there was no
king in Israel.
But a king was, humanly speaking, the source of law in those days. Now, obviously, the Bible, it was the scripture, but the king was to officiate. But in those days, there was no king in Israel. But every man did that which was right in his own eyes. 18, verse 1. Now, by the way, that is not a true statement, totally. That is, what do you call that? An overstatement, hyperbole.
Right.
We do know there were a few people that didn't live that way. He's talking in general. By the way, I still remember an individual that used to come to this church that I wanted to smack upside the face. One of the few people I ever felt like slapping. Not hitting, slapping. Because that's exactly what she would do to me every time I preached anything. She never heard a thing I said, ever. She would say, well, Boaz, but the Bible is not trying to be specific. It's saying this age was characterized by what? The vast majority of people did. Of course there are exceptions. You understand? By the way, nitpicking is not thinking. It's actually the antithesis of thinking. Hello?
Yep.
Well, in playing games, but thinking, I'm very intelligent because, okay, 18 verse 1. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Chapter 19 verse 1, which, by the way, I don't even like to read this chapter in public. It came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel. Chapter 21, please, verse 25. And may I say this, from the days of Joshua until he died, until the time of really Saul and then David, things were good or bad? Good or bad? Yes. Is it good to have laws or not to have laws? How are the cities in America that decided to defund the police, which, by the way, has nothing to do with the police, that actually, if you listen, there's a whole group of people that want to legalize everything that criminalizes certain behaviors. Tom, is that correct? It's not really about the police. If you listen to these idiots, they want to legalize drugs of all varieties. And then this is the reason you have cities where you can see people for a mile sleeping on the road. And you're like, because they want to decriminalize behavior that destroys people. There is no law. The police are just the face of the law. All right. I won't go any further. 21:25. In those days, so this entire era, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. The next book, Book of Ruth. Yes, I do know the exceptions, and there were a few. And this is one of the greatest exceptions. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled. Well, I will tell you this. Naomi was a mess, at least initially. But there was a man that obeyed the scripture, and his name was Boaz. Now, friends, what we're going to do today, and you have five pages of notes, If I had 3 hours, we wouldn't finish them. So I'm going to do my way of teaching, which we're going to start in the middle, which will irritate you that love to start. Because we're going to start in the middle, and then either next week or the following week after that, we're going to end back in the middle. Because we have a problem in our country. Richard Dawkins. Don't speak. Raise your hand. Does anybody know who it is? Dr. Richard Dawkins. Yes, brother? Who is it? In general.
Famous atheist.
Extreme atheist. Not an agnostic. He is a God-hating, Christian-hating. He's from England. Does anybody know what he said in the last 2 weeks? I have a second question. Is it a question? Did I write? No. What's the most anti-Semitic city on earth now?
London.
Here is the dream. Look at me in the eyes. Here is the dream of all the Dawkins. Get rid of Christianity with all haste. Because he's a child of the Enlightenment, which they thought, by just simple reason, we could come to good conclusions and live peaceably and hold hands and sing Kumbaya and all of that. But what they have realized is that's a myth. Last week or the week before, he made a statement that dumbfounds me. Because if you, oh, by the way, just all you got to do is go on YouTube and just YouTube him. He's just nasty, but he said, I'm a cultural Christian.
Whoa.
You know what that means?
In whose world?
He lived, no, but culturally he is. He lives by the morality broadly of Christianity. And he wants that because he's seeing the opposite, which is unbelievable hate, rage, and other stuff. By the way, everybody has to have some kind of morality. Otherwise, it's every man for himself. All right, let's pray together and we'll get started. Father, thank you for this time. Bless our time together in Christ's name. In your notes, and we're going to, by the way, if you can't find them, you're already lost. Are you ready? I'm not going to talk about the first two pages except to say, here are two of the potential sources of ethics. We'll talk about these next week. An inherited system, secondly, is a borrowed system. So if I can say this, that's Dawkins. Basically, Dawkins grew up in England, and basically, I don't know him personally, but many of those men are basically moral. They get married, they stay married, they don't cheat, they don't lie, they don't murder, they don't pillage. Everybody with me? That is what we'll talk about next week. He's borrowed the system, and he wants that system because he's seeing the opposite of that system. All right, let's get next page. We'll talk about that. A cultural system, which is a bigger thing. Cultural systems, we'll talk about a little bit next week, where people will say, you know, I'm from wherever, the West, I'm from the East. Those are people that borrow broad systems. We're going to spend all morning talking about a tribal or a clan system. That's four. Look over to, way over to the last page of notes. There's also the anti-ethical system. And then there's an eclectic system. By the way, you're going to see all of these in action. Let's go back to point number four, tribal system. I have up here a glass of water, everybody. A bottle of water. If this is what you brought this morning, you're getting wet all over. Because this is not, I mean, you're going to get a gallon and you're going to try to put it in the lid. A tribal system, you need to write another word there because I don't want anybody to play a race game with me, backwards, forward, or any other direction. By tribal, I mean, if you're Scottish, clan. Some of you are like, who? One of the farms, and by the way, I think Dawkins is starting to realize, actually, guess what England has gone back to? Clans and tribes. And by the way, any tribal system is really simple. My tribe is good. I mean, if you read the history of Scotland, the reason England could constantly pound Scotland was the clans hated each other as much as they hated Scotland. So this tribe, you know, what is the place? Glencoe, one of the most famous massacres in Scottish history. One clan just wiped out another one. That night. God bless you. Love you. Peace. Murder. That's what we are now experiencing in this country. But part of it is, most people don't think a worldview matters. You know, these questions that we've been talking about, origins, destiny, now we're dealing with morality, we will deal in the future with identity and meaning, purpose, and that sort of thing, and then we'll deal with what went wrong, the seven big questions and how to fix it. We're into the morality, a tribal system in your notes. A tribal system. Everybody understand clans. So we're not talking Africa tribes because actually, folks, this is every place on planet Earth. Only with the coming of Christianity and to some degree other worldviews, you got away from some of this clan stuff. You know the biggest discovery we found in Iraq when we went into Iraq? Iraqis are very tribal, correct? Extremely tribal. Americans are dumb. They're Iraqis. You say it's Shia Sunni. It's that plus all the tribes. And they have long memories. So in your notes.
No concept of forgiveness.
No, well, it's not built into the system. I say in your notes, this is nearly infinite and highly adaptable. Tribes, clans, communities, social groups, economic groups, blue collar, white collar, you know, you name it. It's the same idea. I'm looking at an idea. In your notes, this is the oldest form of morality. I believe. I think historically, this is the oldest form of morality. But let's ask a question. Is this even morality? Do you have clans, tribes? Do they like each other? Seriously. Do you like Harley? Not really. You don't like him because he has the best beard. That's the reason you don't like Harley. But you have this, what do you call them, tribes, or do you have a different language?
So there are four regions. Two regions consider the different clans, and then two others consider the different tribes. Where I'm from, we do clans.
But the clans don't necessarily love each other. Y'all with me? By the way, I know there's problems, and there's problems from the highlands and the lowlands, and there's all kinds of issues. Do you understand? I think this is the first place you start. My group, your group. So in your notes, in my way of thinking, this is also the most frightening. Why is it the most frightening? Because there's no way to reason with people. Hello? If you're in the wrong group, the wrong clan, or the wrong tribe, there is no reasoning. There is no, hey, look, we got the Bible. There isn't any of that. There's just whoever's got the most guns. In your notes. So I think this is the most frightening. Of course, we'll say this as we work through this. This is not really a system of ethics. There's really nothing about this that's moral or ethical. When you get into tribal warfare, clan warfare, or whatever other term we might use, it's not about ethics. It's just really, I'll say it more later, it's about power. What's the basis of it? In your notes, we've already said it. My group is good, and your group is bad. Now, some of this is fun. If you're a Cardinal fan like myself, and I might have a few or one or two Cub fans in this room. I don't know why anybody would be a Cub fan. Who was I talking to? Somebody this week that was telling me, go Cubs, and it's like, count the rings. Chicago Cubs have won how many baseball World Series? Three. Two of them before your great-grandparents were born. One of them recently. Cardinals have won, let me think here, 11. By the way, that's all fun and stupid, yes? And that's fine. But when my group is good and your group is bad and I want that land, then it's no longer fun. Just saying the same thing. My group is right and your group is Next page. Some of you are saying, Pastor, this isn't very heavy. Well, we're going to move this up into the 21st century here on the next page. So right and wrong get lost in talk about power and power politics. The simplest view, and this was very common, this is Latin, obviously, vox populi, vox Dei, which simply is this: the voice of the people is the voice of God. And I say in your notes, well, at least my group is the voice of God, not your group. And that was pretty common, too. But friends, we're way past that today. What I want everybody to understand, and no, this isn't going to make everybody feel comfortable. If I can spell. Marxism is just a little bit more sophisticated way of discussing this issue. Now, there's one or two or three people that I challenged you guys a year or two back, and one or two people take me up on the challenge. I said, go on to the website, look up the Democratic Party of the United States, their website. And I mean, all they have to do is get letters this thick and stamp on it, Marxism. The first page is dividing people in groups. From the beginning of that filthy document to the end. And by the way, I didn't write the document. It's not some Trump wrote the document. It's the Democratic National Party. It's pure Marxism today. Now, it wasn't always that way. I don't know. Are there any Democratic senators that are not Marxist today or at least lean that way? Maybe. Now, 25, 30 years ago, there have been quite a few. 50 years ago, there have been many. Today, the Democratic Party has pulled farther and farther to the left, and it's become much, much more Marxist. You say, I don't like this. Wait till we go through the system. You look up their statements. Don't talk to me about it. Just do your own work, and then you'll realize. Now, you say, are the Republicans any better? I've already said I'm a conservative. I am definitely not a Republican of what's happening today. Wow. I don't know what other choices we have. That's my problem. In your notes. Now we're going to talk about classic Marxism. If you want to understand it personally, Mike Rock will explain. And I'm not being funny. Mike Rock grew up in it, as did my father. My father was AFL-CIO, steel worker. You grew up in classic Marxism. And it's weird that my father never knew this. But... okay, in your notes. Classic Marxism is about classism. And by the way, there's a trick that you're going to hear all the way through this. If you're a smart person, you should pick up on the trick very quickly. You understand the trick? Well, you will. Classism, which is what? Poor and what?
Rich.
Or you could say this, the workers and the owners. Mike, was it workers and owners, or workers and boss, or was it workers and boss and owners?
Yeah, mostly owners, because the boss, you could sit and talk to him and tell you what to do, and you do it. Or...
and by the way, I understand there's various shades of this. In my family, now remember, not only did my father work in a steel mill, but he got my grandfather's job there. Mom had eight living brothers. Are you ready? Seven of them worked there. And Aunt Mary, Mom's middle sister, her husband worked there, plus my older cousins. So it was my whole family. In that group, I think by the way, I grew up on this stuff. You know what conversations were at Christmas? How bad the bosses were or the owners. Hunting, fishing, you know. What, Amy?
Trucks.
Well, yeah, trucks always entered in. God only knows why trucks entered in. Grandpa liked a Dodge, or I think it was a Dodge, and everybody else were Ford. By the way, once you have heard for 18 years of your life, you understand tribalism. Do you think all bosses are stupid? Wait till you become the boss.
Yeah.
Ooh, By the way, I've told so many little blue collar knuckleheads, shut your mouth and become the boss. And guess what? They never do. They just like to criticize. So, in your notes, well, and this is the real problem, of course. Who's good? Well, the poor are good, right? The worker's good, right? Do you know, Mike, that every guy you ever worked with was a good guy? He was honest, he worked hard, he never cheated, he never was lazy, right?
Yeah.
That's the game. On the other hand, the rich are full of evil. And by the way, this, do you ever listen to people? I'm reading the news laughing my head off. I don't like either person. I'm being very clear. I cannot imagine out of this great country we have Biden and Trump. I can't imagine that. But Trump had a big fundraiser and raised a ton of money. And Biden, out of his empty head, criticized him for raising money for millionaires and billionaires. When the previous week, he was doing the same thing. I don't know if people are empty-headed. And plus, if you listen to CNN and nothing else, well, God bless you. And by the way, this isn't even about politics. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about morality, which is starting to press into our country. Because we're way past the day, old people, where we were told all we want is to be allowed to live our lives, treated fairly, gay marriage and all that stuff. Oh, we're way past that, folks. Now it's bending back on us, and they want us to affirm this, celebrate this, allow this, let our kids to see, you know, drag queens. All right, in your notes. Of course, the poor people are oppressed. And the rich people, well, you know what they are. The problem is, we always run into this issue of somehow people in the middle class always become rich.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I say in your notes, and this is a sincere question, friends, I don't know when this was introduced to America. Obviously, Marxism, Das Kapital, was written, I think, in 1859, I think, right around that area. Does anybody remember Marx, you know, Das Kapital, which started this philosophically? He borrowed ideas from Hegel, you know, the dialectic, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. I don't know when it came into America, but it's classic Marxism that struggled in America for one reason. You remember I told you about a trick, yes or no? Why is it struggling?
We have a large middle class.
Yes, ma'am. The game doesn't work because we've always had a large middle class. And they're looking around thinking, well, I'm not really the rich, but I'm not really the poor. So the game has never worked except among people that want to buy into a certain philosophy. Classic Marxism. You have this large, and in America, probably even today, though it's struggling, I didn't want to have that middle class, excuse me. America, actually, the vast majority of Americans were middle class. Can I say this? Louis always talks about this. I like Louis. He doesn't look like an American, but he thinks he's an American. He always says, you know, when it comes to America, it's the dream. By the way, it is. But the dream, frankly, of most people coming here, whether they understand it, is just to get into the middle class. And have a good life, and have a home, and have cars, and be able to go on vacation, take care of your family, send them to college, those sorts of things. So classic Marxism has struggled in this country. Is it still there?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, you're going to hear this in the next 6 months, you know, those rich people. I mean, how do you put your mouth around, look at Trump raising money from rich people, when the previous week, Obama, Clinton and him were raising money from rich people.
That's because poor people don't have any money to give.
And middle class aren't given to either group. Can I say this to you? This is the reason if you don't learn to do news from more than one source, and I said more than one source, I did not say conservative. You need to get a spectrum. You're going to be a fool in your thinking. Because there's a lot of lying going on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me. All right, let's move on. Neo-Marxism. You know, the newer brands. Well, this started with sexism. Women and men. Can I give you a guess which one's good? We already know women are good, right? Jamie, in your case, this is a true statement. Yes. Actually, in most of our cases, this is a true statement. By the way, the problem is what? What if you can't define what a woman is? That's the reason this stuff, my next statement on the left is what? We've started to expand these things. But we're still playing the Marxist game. Expanded and expanding sexism, which then comes into these beautiful LGBTQIA2S and other things as they come along. And then the other category, I love this. I never knew this, folks. Up until 10 years ago, I never knew I was born a cisgender. I'm guaranteeing, I'd like to go to all the people I've ever met and say, do you know you're a cisgender? And they look at you like,
what?
Someone will do that, and someone would say, what'd you call me? Cisgender. By the way, look at me. What are they attempting to do?
Make
two groups. Got to have two groups. You all kind of look at me. You got the trick? What's the real trick? Division
and oppression.
Two groups. The moment you don't have two groups, it doesn't work. So you get these I hear it so much. When I hear Michelle Obama, by the way, she's all into this filth. They're drinking from the same sewer, spurring this stuff. It's like their community. Do you think they all hang out?
No, they don't like it.
Gay guys have never liked lesbians. Ever. Bisexual, if there is such an animal, which I'm not sure among males, but maybe, they don't fit in any group. And then you got transgender. By the way, we were told, are you old enough to remember? We were told this. Leave gay guys alone. They're born that way. Transgender. Don't leave them alone. They're born in the wrong body. What? The logic of this craziness? It says it makes no sense. But my problem is not even that. My problem is what's right and what's wrong? How do we determine? See, here's my big problem. Friends, if your children grow up here, they're going to grow up in the first two categories we'll talk about next week. But our problem is this. They're then going to go to a university and be inundated with this garbage. Which is the reason they're going to hear about the poor Palestinians. All right, let's pretend the Palestinians are oppressed by those bad Jews. Okay, is that the only place on planet Earth people are being oppressed? Why are we not discussing China? I ask you a question. Why are we not discussing China? Well, the NBA can't discuss China because that's one of its major outlets. And that is verboten. An NBA player cannot discuss China. Why aren't we discussing Russia? They're actually invading somebody else's country.
Right.
You understand, we've got a problem, but we don't realize where it's coming through the back door. But hear me. When all the smoke clears, all we have is this. We are reverting back to forms of tribalism.
Right.
Our clanism. Where my group is good. Which is very important, then you get in the right group. All right, let's move on. Is this helpful to you? I'm not doing all the logic, I'm just doing categories. Let's do the LGP. I'm assuming everybody knows what this is. You know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. The Q is questioning, but it can also be queer. So there's actually two or three Qs. But I didn't want to add any more pluses there. Questioning or queer. Then there's the intersex. And no, I'm not going to explain that. There is such a thing as intersex. Medically, it's been around. Some of you are like, intersex. So here's how much intersex impacts real people. Somewhere around that. And forever, doctors take care of that before that just take care of that. But now that's a thing. Yes, yes. Then there is my favorite, asexual. Asexual means we're nothing. Then how does that fit into a community? And then there's two-spirit. We got to add this one because does anybody know what two-spirit is? We have to add this because of intersectionality. We got to keep, you know, adding on to our oppression. Two-spirit means you have two spirits. This is a Native American term for being gay or transgender. Two-spirit. We got to throw that in because, you know, we're really trying to get down with the groups. Look at me, everybody. I am not pretending that some of this doesn't exist. This is my thing. If, please don't be offended. If this is the one group, and this is another group, and this is another group, how do we determine right and wrong, good and evil? By fighting, killing, murdering? Well, Christianity has a law that's above everything. And everybody has to bow the knee. And you say, we're not a Christian nation, obviously. But even broad laws come from Christianity, from English common law. That's what our country was built on, which is the reason you're now, if you listen, you start hearing people say, the reason certain groups have more crime is because the laws are targeting them.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think murder is the same no matter what you look like. Maybe I'm wrong. I think breaking and entering is the same. You know, if you break into certain houses in this church, you know, I always liked it. Down where I'm from, you see a lot of it. We won't call the police.
I heard that in Chicago, the mayor said the reason so many cars are being stolen is because it's easier to steal them. So it's the cars.
They've actually tried to sue the manufacturing. Well, but by the way, unless you... What? I missed it.
No, I think it was just that.
No, they're suing a manufacturing right now. One of the companies.
Kia.
My dad's got a lawsuit out too.
So, by the way, but the wonderful Brandon Johnson. Yeah.
That's a classic.
If you do not understand that he is a Marxist, well, he's not that smart, but he's been drinking that sewer for a long time. By the way, which does nothing but cause division among everybody and hatred. Because certain groups now, you're okay because, well, you couldn't help. I don't know what it is. We move on. You got all those? By the way, this is about as good as a group as saying Green Bay Packer fans and Bear fans hang out together. No. Let's go watch football together. Sir.
As far as all the sexual deviant styles, you know, a pedophile or minor attracted person is also included in this age group.
That's a push. That's a push. I'm going to have that a little bit later. I believe that is a place that we, I don't know if we can ever get there, but I think there's a desire for some people.
Oh, it's
to go
going there.
Yeah. In your notes on the left side, I say, and many more attempting to gain a foothold or a hearing. You'll hear things like gender fluid a lot. That's not an official category. Look at me. That's an official category where? Hollywood, social influencers, and music. Why? Everybody look up here. Which is the good group? Cisgender or the other group? What if you're not part of the other group? In some way, you have to, if you're one of the cool kids, you have to identify. So we're just simply saying, well, I'm gender fluid. That's an identity trick. What else do we call that? There's another word that escapes my mind. Oh, virtue signaling. I'm going to tell you this. A lot of these terms are used in Hollywood, the music business, and the so-called social media. But by the way, what are your kids looking at? Look me in the eyes. Be honest. Do you think your children are reading the Bible more or YouTube and TikTok more? I think if you're honest, you already know. By the way, let me ask you, which one do you use the most? Well, then there's obviously racism, black and white. Well, black and white started to fall apart a long time ago in America. Blacks are not even the largest minority in America anymore, not even close. So then you had to do the expanding racism. And by the way, I understand people don't like each other. I'm not, look at me. I'm not saying there's not racism. But you're missing the whole point if you think that's the issue. Because, see, if you're part of the good group, you can't be racist. Even when you are racist. That's weird. Well, now we move to people of color. You know the trick. And Ezra, just so you know, you are either a people of color if it benefits the liberal stupidity, or you're not a people of color if it doesn't benefit. You, and I'm being serious. Same with anybody that's Filipino. You're people of color if you help the statistics. If you don't, you're white. You didn't know you could change? Yeah. Which, by the way, isn't it becoming funny? Do you realize not Africans are they, but African Americans are about on average 25 to 30% white. And I got family members that are mixed. What are they? Quit playing the division game. But see, we like the division game because it makes me feel righteous and those people are bad. Oh, I hate this crap. And yes, I use the bad word, forgive me. It's what it is. It's sewer in your notes. Well, then there's international Marxism, my favorite. By the way, all of this is the same thing. None of this is different. This is Marxism between countries or regions. So you're going to hear words like, well, there's the exploited. And then there are the exploiters. So Haiti's in a crisis. Is that right, Nancy? Mm-hmm. Everybody look at me. America has put so much money into Haiti, and there isn't any Americans who want to put any money into Haiti, and there's no Americans that has any desire to go help Haiti, because no matter what we do, even though we're the bad people, meaning America, in this kind of view, and we send tons of money there, and they're the good people. Well, the problem is the people in charge, no matter who they are, take all the money. And the normal Haitian gets exactly nothing. And it's been going on forever. But if you believe, right, if you're a Marxist, those, you know, all Haitians, let's see, it's got to be all Haitians or no Haitians. This is true in every country. I'm going to ask Ade, you have a president in your wonderful country. I am assuming he's just a man of moderate wealth. Is that correct?
No, it's not good.
and by the way, how long has he been in office?
Almost 2 years.
Is that normal? Pretty normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And by the way, in the normal, Cameroonian gets no benefit from anything. But see, if you play the Marxist game, you don't even know how to talk to people because you think, well, they must be good people. No, look at me, friends. I think every person is the same. All right, let's keep moving. Well, then, of course, there's the colonized and the colonizers. Have you heard those nice terms? Yes or no? Now, I have here Joseph on the next page. I'm not going to deal with it because it's not here yet. I call it a ghost category. I do believe we're manipulating this whole thing of children and adults. And I don't know where it's going to end. You know, it's hard to predict. It's not hard to predict what certain people want, but it's hard to predict where it will go. That's my point. And so you have a 5-year-old child. Your governor, by the way, and if you vote for this pervert, your governor, these aren't games, folks. They're trying to pass a law. Tim sent it to me, where 5-year-old can start transitioning without the parents' ability to know or do anything about.
And if you do, you're an abuser.
You're a child abuser. That's the law. It's not yet law, I don't know.
No, it's not.
But I mean, we're pushing things to places. So I would tell you, by the way, do you understand this is really trying to destroy everything Christianity is, down to the nuts and the bolts. Which is the reason, can I say this? It's the only reason you can explain to Trump. He is the most weird fella I have ever heard speak, but he appeals to people because they feel like he'll bring the hammer down on stupid. I'd like to have someone that's a little more reasoned. But you understand? So we do not have, by the way, we do not have any among Trump people that are, what's the term, fascist. He's an extreme populist. He's Andrew Jackson that rises out of populism and just wants to put the hammer down. And by the way, an Andrew Jackson today, in his day, was the hero. But today, he's looked at as one of the worst of our presidents. But not in the day, because he was a populist. All right, common language. You're going to hear it every place among this stuff. Good and bad or evil, oppressed and oppressors, of course. And you say, well, I've never oppressed anybody. Do you understand? There's a book right now, I read two articles about it. Rural white rage or something like that, because they can't understand why poor white people aren't voting for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. How would you like to be a poor person? By the way, have you been to Illinois in rural areas? Mm-hmm. Have you seen the little cities? Dead and dying. How would you like to be called an oppressor when you can't pay your bills? Yeah. That's the game. You're the oppressed and the oppressors, the victims and the victimizers, the exploited and the exploiters, the disadvantaged and the advantaged, the disadvantaged and the privileged, the abused and the abusers. What irritates me to no end, when you deal with Marxism, look, friends, maybe we can at least get this. I prefer both words because I don't want anybody to think I'm talking about Africa, because, yes, this happens in Africa. Africa manifested, if you know anything about Kenya, which is a country that's one of the better countries in Africa, I think. They've had historically problems between clans. Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't even know how you know the clans, but I was talking to a Kenyan recently, and they said, well, I know what clan that person is from. I was like, how would you know? You haven't met them. It's like the last name. Oh, so are they good or bad? I don't know. I don't want this to be, it's not about Africa. It's about a way of thinking. By the way, what's the trick? Look at me. This is the trick. We won't have time to finish this. Once you understand the trick of Marxism, you don't get in these conversations, you don't play these games, you say, wait, hold, stop! But if you don't, you can fall into them yourselves. Those people are the bad people, I'm the good people. There has to be something above us all. Or we have no morality, we have no ethics. Look at me, now we have found out we have no law. So all across America, we're having a problem. Everybody, I'm done with this. Boy, I didn't get very far. When I went to Venezuela in 2000 or so, we stayed in a place that was, now down there, everything's made of brick concrete. But the house had three full bathrooms. And I'm like, Venezuela? And it was empty. It was a huge house. And I asked Tom Perry, I said, Tom, why don't they rent this out? You all know his answer. Chavez, the Marxist, that claimed to be a Marxist, took over the year before. Because one of the games, remember, rich and the poor are good. If you let poor people in the house and they don't pay the rent, guess what? You can't get them out. Does this sound familiar to you?
It's happening here.
And you don't even know where it's coming from. It's the ideas. Let me give you another idea. Forgive me. This makes me old. In St. Louis, they were called Pruitt-Igoe. Here in Chicago, they were all up and down 94 on the south side of the city, those high-rises, Cabrini Green, etc. Some of you are too young to know. One day, I was watching a video, are you ready, on Mongolia, the capital, which was taken over by the communists. And Jim, you and Fawn have been the other place. And I had been to Romania. And it was like, boom! Guess what Marxists did all over the world? Collectivized people in little pigeonholes where everybody's equal.
Equally bad.
Hello? And equally poor. And I saw the same places in Pruitt-Igoe in St. Louis that I saw in the Cabrini Green mess in the south side of Chicago, that I saw in, what's the name of the capital of Mongolia? Some weird name. There you go. I can't even say it. And in Rome, and I'm like, did all these people come up with the same life? No, they came from the same source. So, don't be surprised if you have more and more people having problems getting rid of squatters. Because who is the good guys? You're catching on. Let's pray together. Father, help us tonight and this morning, I ask in Jesus' name. Oh, I thought I could finish one section, but I couldn't.
Well, it is.